We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello again. That specialist in out-of-the-way musical knowledge, Fritz Spiegel, a friend of ours, has found an old English song by Elizabethan John Dowland, and one line of it, to Fritz's delight, reads, "My music, hellish jarring sounds." sounds like it might be almost, doesn't it? Anyway, making the jarring more bearable, we have our usual contestants, John Amis and Frank Muir, in competition against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John Amy, what and by whom is this? And so on.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Oh. I called you Jean Ami. He began, "Ah, mes amis."
Ah, mes amis. C'est un opéra français.
Oui.
Oui, ce n'est pas Faust. Ce n'est pas Pélias et Mélisande.
No.
C'est une œuvre d'un compositeur français.
Très Donizetti.
Ah, Tre Donizetti. But it was a work which is set in French?
Well, that bit was in French. I think of it with an English title, and
cautious.
I'm not going to give you any more help.
Anne Boleyn.
No. I'm giving you a hint.
Lucia di Lammermoor. No. Emilia di Liverpool.
The daughter of the regiment.
Oh, bad luck.
No, I really don't think you can have any marks.
Oh, no, you can't lose them all.
Right, Frank. Frank, your turn. Here is a Rumpty Tumpty Rondo.
What do you want to know?
Frank,
horns.
I want to know, why is a rondo called a rondo? Rondo.
Well, you can't call it a omnibus, can you? It's, I used to think it meant it because it went round and round, but it doesn't, does it?
Sort of.
It's a recurring phrase, isn't it? Musical theme keeps recurring.
It keeps coming back.
A, B, A, C, A, D, A, B, A, but that's what, constantly A.
That's what musical people say to one another.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Yes, it keeps coming round like a song. It's a rondo. It keeps coming round. And that was a...
It does keep coming round.
It does, rather, yes. And that was a Mozart one.
When that music started, I thought it was going to be that Mozart horn concerto that Michael Flanders wrote. Well, how do you go? I once had a whim and I had to obey it to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it in spite of the neighbours who begged me to stop.
Frank has the marks, that's all right. Ian, here for you is a chorus song. I want you please to name any three of the people singing it. Now, any three names, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, even possible 7 here, if you include the possibility of the bird.
Dennis keeps muttering the word peanuts at me, whether it's a term of abuse.
You must know them, surely.
It's a description of what the fee is this week.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Well, that's two names for a star.
No, who? Dennis, help him.
Snoopy.
Yes.
Linus,
Lord Goodman.
Lucy.
Yes, Linus, Peppermint Patty, Schroeder, Lucy, Sally, Snoop, even possibly Woodstock.
Well, this has exposed one of the many great flaws in my...
Well, I'm afraid the loss is yours.
Obviously.
As we Peanuts fans will be the first to assure
And also
you.
Lord Goodman in the original line.
Pardon?
You're a Goodman, Charlie Brown.
Lord Goodman, Charlie Brown. So, anyway, your side got it, so you'll get the mark, you see. Dennis... Here's a chorus that you'll recognise.
Broadway, you magic street, river of humanity, I have trudged my weary feet down your gay white way, dreaming a million dreams of fame, yearning for you to know my name. Broadway, you have heard the stories of a lot of tears and glory.
Dennis, yearning for you to know my name. Which name was that?
Well, It came from the first Broadway melody that one of the first music. It was MGM.
1929,
the same year as the Hollywood Review in 1929. That was Charles King.
That's it, you got the name. Charles King, yes, yearning for you to know my name. A thespian performance, you might say. I'm going to give you four names or titles, and one of them doesn't belong. In other words, which is the odd man out? John. Rochester, Nebuchadnezzar, Attila, Armida.
Well, the first three are operas by Verdi.
Yes.
And the last one is not.
So it's Armida, yes, by... It's an early opera by...
Well, there's one by Gluck.
Yes, well, Armida.
One by Pacini,
Rossini. Rossini, you've got it right. All three by Verdi, except Armida. Right. Frank, again, the odd one out. Come Fly With Me, the Duke Ellington Songbook... In the Wee Small Hours, Songs for Swinging Lovers.
Can't remember Frank Sinatra singing the Duke Ellington songbook.
Got it, yes, that's right.
Can remember him singing the others.
That's right, Ella Fitzgerald did, Frank Sinatra did not, so you got the right one, yeah. Ian, Daphnis et Chloé, Whittington et son chat, Monsieur Choufleury, and L'Enfant et les Sortilèges.
Well, obviously, Whittington et son chat et Monsieur
Choufleury.
They do not sound like the sort of morceau that would come from the pen of or the plume of the gentleman who wrote L'Enfant et les Sortilèges,
correct.
Who was
formidable. Yes.
And so he wrote that one and not the other three.
Well, yes, the others by Offenbach, including Daphnis et Chloé. But not Daphnis
and
Chloe.
That was the one that you hoped to fool me by.
That was
the slightly tricky one. Title at the beginning.
Right. The remainder by Offenbach, Enfant, Les Sortilèges by Ravel. Yeah. Dennis again, the odd one out. Donatello, Rigatoni, Cannelloni, and Lasagna.
Gives them out for me, yeah. Well, the one with the least calories is Donatello.
Yes, that's right. Unless he'd just been having his dinner prior to doing some painting. Yes,
Donatello. I don't know the music connection. Yes. Oh, the music connection. There was a song called Donatello.
Was there?
Donatello, soul, we love each other. Donatello, <That's right>. Soul.
Try one for Cannelloni sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Cannelloni. Never mind. It's time for my piano medley. Pencils for this. Eight tunes, and this week they go by really rather quickly. The first four are for John and Frank to identify. The second four are for Ian and Dennis to identify. Half a mark for each correct title. So here are the eight. Thank you. There they are, the eight first four titles, John and Frank. Did you get down?
Fantasy in F minor, opus 49, Chopin.
Yes, very good, half an arc, good.
My darling is a Charlie,
Well, nearly, yes, Charlie is my darling. Two more from you.
From Pierre Gint in the Hall of the Mountain King.
Good, yes.
Which incidentally Grieg thought was a terrible piece.
Well, he's not the only one.
I called it Fingal's Calf. Which it bears a kind of resemblance.
Yes. John,
Appassionata Sonata, Beethoven.
Yes, do you have an op? No, a number.
Opus 57.
Number 23 in F minor. Yes, you got all four of yours, so that's two whole marks. Very good, very good. Ian.
No.
Don't know it, no. Do you know what it is, John?
The American Quartet.
Yes, from the American Quartet by Dvorak.
Good.
Earlier days it had a... had a different nickname originally, Opus 96 from the third movement. You don't get that. But then you got...
Yes,
we both got that.
Yes, the flicker of movement.
We don't even tell you what it is, do we?
How much is that dog in the
window? Yes, that's right. Two more.
Oh, I've got the last one.
Comes from the middle of something.
Isn't it The Merry Widow?
Yes, marvellous. Good for you. And it's not even in your line, really, is it?
No, it isn't. Merry Widow,
and the last one?
The gendarme's duet, Offenbach.
Offenbach. You three out of four, you get 1.5 marks. Very good.
Very tough. We run them in.
Yes, good old sing that. Here's one piece of orchestral music for all four of you to listen to very carefully. It's from the background score to a Hollywood version of a famous best-selling novel. And the test for you, or I suppose really the test for the composer in a sense, is whether you can identify the story it illustrates. Hollywood version of a best-selling novel. Here's the music. So on. John, which filmed novel does that bring to your mind?
Well, for some reason, before we even started, I'd made up my mind it was going to be Anthony Adverse. And,
did you?
So what the hell, I don't...
Anthony Adverse.
I'm not Anthony against it. I mean, Adverse.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's your guess. Frank, what do you think it is? Which novel was that a film of?
King Kong.
It's a little nearer, actually.
It's early, actually.
King Kong, yes, you've got a good ear for this sort of thing. It's early-ish. Yes, it's about then, actually, yes, that's right. Ian?
Well, before I heard King Kong was nearer it, I was going to say Rebecca. But I'll revise that.
Oh, go on, yes.
And put 5p on King Solomon's Mines.
Really? It's an interesting comment on film music that you can have Anthony Adverse, King Kong, Rebecca, and King Solomon's Mines, all as possibles, very possibles too. Dennis, what did you think it might be?
Are you saying early 30s?
Well, I'm saying, if you want years, do you want years? I'll give a film version 37 of a 1933 book.
Well, I don't know whether it's chronological. I had The Rains Came. I think it was later the film.
Bit oriental. Not bad. Bit oriental.
Stella Dallas.
Especially the bit where she presses her nose against the window and sees her daughter's wedding. Yes, I know. yes. Well, the music didn't quite take any of you to Shangri-La, did it?
Nope. Was
it? Nope. It was the music that Dmitri Tiomkin composed for the 1937 Lost Horizon.
Perhaps he hadn't read the book then.
It was James Hilton's Lost Horizon, musical setting by Dmitri Tiomkin. I don't propose to give any marks. It's interesting to see just how varied the answers might be for that one. A quick round, a simple round. What's his other name? For instance, if I said Amos, you would say John, wouldn't you? Right. John Amos. What's his other name? Spohr.
What's his first name?
Yep.
Louis.
Louis Spohr, or Ludwig, yes? A mark to you. Frank, Donovan.
J.B. Priestley.
What?
I don't know. I was doodling again,
Dan.
Sir, and didn't hear whether...
Dan Donovan.
Dan Donovan.
Well, there was an old...
Henry Hall vocalist.
Can't be Sid Donovan, can it?
No, Donovan.
Charlie Donovan.
Donovan the folk singer, Donovan
yeah.
somebody.
I don't think it was ever established.
Ah, yes, it was. Yes. Donovan Leach.
Donovan Leach.
Yes, truly. Ian, Donizetti.
Gaetano.
Oh, yes, see. And Dennis, it's amazing how many people don't know the answer to this. The first name of Mantovani.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I think, anyway, today we call him Person Tovani, don't we?
Not Mantovani, yes. Sexy
quality. Actually, it's Arnold. They call him Arnie Mantovani.
J.B. Mantovani.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Monty, everybody calls Monty.
Well, we always call him Monty. All his friends call him Monty. His name, though, correctly, Annunzio Paolo Mantovani.
I'd have got round to that. Given time. Yeah,
given time. Right.
Leech.
Worth it to find out, wasn't it? Right. This round concerns bells. John, a song about some London bells. Who's the singer?
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. You owe me 5 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's.
Unmistakable.
Owen Brannigan.
Yes.
With whom I once sang a duet in Royal Festival Hall.
Yes.
Shall I give you the number of the record?
Yeah, just in one of the Hoffman festivals, was
That's
it?
That's right.
The Barber of Darmstadt, was
that's
it?
That's right.
Yes, that's right. Music by Humphrey Searle, I remember.
That's right.
Yes. Owen Brannigan, not only did you sing that, he once sat in that chair and did one of these games many years ago. Remember,
yes.
Frank?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Frank, with that old song, Oranges and Lemons, in mind, what does the bell at the Old Bailey say?
It doesn't come out, but is it?
Come to the Cayley. Said the bells of Old Bailey.
Not bad. Let's hear Branny confirm that for us.
When will you pay me, says the bell of Old Bailey.
Doesn't rhyme.
Well,
not rhyme.
I like your version just as well. So we'll give you a mark for yours, shall we? The Gaily. Ian, the quarter chimes at Westminster. Remember, this round is about bells. The quarter chimes. How many different bells are involved? How many is that?
4.
Well, you sang them in the wrong order, actually, because each quarter is slightly different in musical notation. Here, in case you'd like to check, here are the Westminster chimes.
May I just point out, may I just remind you, which I'm sure you knew, Steve, that A.P. Herbert did a very famous thing just before the war at a dinner party where he said he took out a £10 note and said, I'll give this to anybody who can hum the Westminster chimes, and nobody could do it. No. It's very, very difficult. No.
Well, here they are for us to hear.
Hold you up just for a moment. We had it by... At home, a clock, the Westminster chimes, which had been given, I think, as a wedding present to my parents. And there was a time in its history when one of those bells went wrong. And it was very disconcerting because you just heard it go, dee-ta-ta, dee-ta-ta.
Would you like to hear the Westminster chimes? As they should be. Here they are, slightly out of tune as ever. Here they are. Wait for it.
Here's the news.
Well, I said this round was about bells. Dennis, bells of a different kind are ringing in this musical.
This It's called Bells Are Ringing.
Yes, Dennis. Cast your mind. I haven't heard the question yet.
Oh, sorry.
Cast your mind back to the film.
With it. Yeah.
I want to know, what was Judy Holliday's name in the film, and where had she previously worked?
Well, she previously worked at the place where, at the end of the show, she sings a song asking to go back to, I'm going back where I can be me, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company.
That's right, yes.
And it's a, no, the name.
Her name.
Da, ba, da, ba, da, and I'm going, Ella, it's Ella something,
yes,
or other, because she mentions in the song.
Certainly near enough. Ella Peterson.
Huh.
Yes, that certainly gets you the mark there. Well remembered. Now we come to the party pieces. The last round, as you probably know by now, consists of four songs, one from each of our two singers and one from each of the other two. All the songs this week are about Flora. Anybody want to sing it?
Turn up the screw.
No. Flora is the face in the misty light. No, Flora in the sense of roses and things like yours, for instance, John. Schubert's Little Rose by the Wayside.
Are you going to...
Little vamp till ready. Shall
yeah?
I do that?
Sein Knabein Röslein stehen, Röslein auf der Heiden, war so jung und morgenschön, lief schnell es nah zu sehen, saß mit vielen Freuden. Röslein, Röslein, Röslein rot, Röslein auf der Heiden.
Frank, strictly under the heading of Flora comes London Pride, though I think Noel Coward meant it in the sense of pride of place, really.
London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and a pride it shall ever be. Whoa, Liza, go to Costa Barrows, vegetable meadows and the fruit piled high. Whoa, Liza, little cockney sparrows, Covent Garden Market and the costers cry. Cockney feet mark the beat of history. Every street pins a memory down. Nothing ever will quite replace the grace of London Town.
It was a kind of Pinter version of it, wasn't it?
With the pause. It had some drama in there.
Somewhat, yes.
Is he going to get there?
Dennis, Pine, Lonesome...
I must tell you, I just remember Flora. Was it...
Don't
was
pay
it
any
Robert?
Attention to me. You just...
No. You carry on. Because, no, I'm just staving off the dread moment. Robert Benchley. So, did you have that in your book? Robert Benchley said something that every girl called he's ever met called Flora always looks like Fauna.
Oh dear. Terrible.
Right, go do on. Your worst.
I will read what it says here, Dennis. Yeah. It says, Pine, Lonesome, Trail of Thee.
It sounds like a deodorant, yeah.
No. It's a dance for Stan and Ollie, but you can... Can you give us...
Trail of Thee. If we get the een right, we stand a fighting chance.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, by the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonlight, our hearts enshrined, she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the something I swoon, like the pine. I should give this one away, actually. You know, if music be the food of love, isn't it good that you've got Ian for afters?
We'll let you off the rest of the chorus. Ian, still on the subject of flora, tell us about the apple you will give your love.
Could I have a little chord?
Yes, I'll do it. Leave you unaccompanied, though.
As opposed to the core. I will give my love an apple without ever core. I will give my love a house without ever door. I will give my love a palace wherein she may be, and she may unlock it without any key. My head is the apple without e'er a core. My mind is the house without e'er a door. My heart is the palace wherein she may be, and she may unlock it without any key. Oh.
Well, no prize is offered, not even an apple, for divining that the winners this week by a mere half mark are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.